tens of thousands of Malaysian families are facing a shortage of domestic help. The problem began after stories of Indonesian maids being abused by their Malaysian employers made headlines. The reports provoked outrage back in Indonesia. The government there temporarily banned its citizens from traveling to Malaysia to work as domestic servants. But now some are saying the ban is doing more harm than good. Jennifer Pak reports from the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur.
Lourdes Mary Thomas relies on her live-in Indonesian maid, Tatika.
You see, they have to make separate food for my husband.
Tatika helps care for Lourdes Mary's elderly mother and husband, who has a degenerative brain disease.
I need the maid to help around when I'm not at home, to take care of my husband especially, because he needs to be fed and cleaned and given the medication at the right time.
Lourdes Mary pays Tatika $170 a month, more than she could make in Indonesia. But Tatika plans to return home in a few months, and Lourdes Mary is scrambling to find a replacement. Malaysians hire workers from Indonesia because of the similarities in language and culture. They are also cheap labor. But they're in short supply these days. Indonesia banned its citizens from working in Malaysia in June 2009, following reports of Indonesian maids being abused by their Malaysian employers. Tatika came here before the ban took effect. She says before she left, she saw images in the Indonesian media of maids being badly mistreated by their employers. Some were branded with hot irons. I was afraid, she tells me, but I prayed to God, and thankfully you can see I have a good employer. But not everyone is that lucky. This shelter for abused maids is housed inside the Indonesian embassy in Kuala Lumpur. They cook and clean to earn their keep, while their cases are being investigated by Indonesian officials.
I'm sitting here with Sopiati, 45 years old, who just came to the shelter 2 days ago. She has black and blue bruises underneath both of her eyes, underneath her chin. She says that she was punched by her employers. She has black and blue marks on her neck as well. She's gesturing to her neck that she was strangled.
I wanted to leave, she tells me, but her employers insisted she had to repay the $900 they spent to bring her over from Indonesia. She couldn't come up with that money. Sopiati says her employers took away all of her belongings. She couldn't even find the number to call for help. I have very bad luck, she says. Indonesian authorities have been negotiating with Malaysia to give better protection for their workers, but talks have stalled over the fees employers pay to bring in domestic workers. Malaysia has agreed to give Indonesian maids 1 day off a week and to allow them to keep their own passports. Employers are not happy about that. Lourdes Mary says holding the maid's passport is their only safeguard.
The employers have paid so much to get the maids in, but when they run away, we have to pay again to get another maid. Now, this is a big burden on the employers themselves. How are we to restrict them from running?
She points out that most Malaysian families don't abuse their maids, but this is not reflected in the Indonesian media. Meanwhile, the Indonesian embassy in Kuala Lumpur says the ban may be exposing domestic workers to more exploitation. Labor attaché Agus Trianto says Indonesians filed 6,000 complaints of abuse last year. All of them entered the country on tourist visas to work illegally because of the ban, he says, making it harder for Indonesian officials to protect them. Agus says Malaysians need to change their attitude towards Indonesian migrant workers.
It's such a shame that domestic workers are not regarded as assets to the family. Instead, they're seen as objects that they can mistreat.
For The World, I'm Jennifer Pak in Kuala Lumpur.